101.1 The Wiz, WizNation.com. This is the At Work Network. I'm your host, EJ Gregg. On the phone, the newest member of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Hi, Portia.
Hello, good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Portia Stewart, and I'm a newlywed, and I'm on the show, and I'm basically, I have a lot of stuff. I have a family who has foundations. One of them is Jose Feeds the Hungry and the Homeless.
You related to Jose Williams?
Yes, that's my grandfather.
You're kidding. You know, I'm from Atlanta, and my mother worked for the, back then it was the police commissioner. She was a press secretary, but she worked for the city. Anyway, I knew your grandfather.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. You know, I meet a lot of people who knew him personally because he was just that type of person to stop and talk, and he just had a lot of relationships.
Good man. Original civil rights leader right there with Dr. King, Ralph Abernathy, and all of them.
Yes.
But tell us how you got involved with the show.
You know, I got involved with the show basically because in Atlanta, you know, it's a small city, and the social circle is also small. And so I had invited a couple of the ladies to come to a charity event that I was holding called The Key to Giving. And so, you know, through that, that's how I just got intertwined and ended up asking me to be on the show.
So who is your mama?
My mom is Diane Williams.
Okay.
She was married to his son, Jose Williams.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's your auntie?
The lady who runs the foundation is my aunt.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get down to the home. We like family now. Now, who is your
right, right. I know that's how we do in the South. I was like, who your mama? Who your auntie?
Now, your auntie that acts, what's her name?
Elizabeth Omalami.
Yeah, now I know her. She's always involved with the Feeding the Hungry and whatnot.
Absolutely. She runs it.
Okay.
She runs it. Her and her husband run that foundation right now.
Oh, cool, mm-hmm. Cool. Well, you know what? We're going to ease up on you. You royalty. You're your granddaughter.
Fishing make royalty. This real good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Question, who is your husband?
My husband is Cordell Stewart. I'm a former quarterback of the Steelers and a couple other sports teams. But the last team he played for was the Steelers.
Okay, cool.
And
cool.
We're newlyweds. We've been married for about a year now. May 21st is when we got married.
Yeah, well, you're going to be a new face on the show. And, of course, with new people, there's always, oh, okay, they give the little smirk. Like, what is she going to bring to the table?
Right.
How influential are you going to be on the show?
I believe I'm going to bring a positive spin to the show, mainly because, you know, I do have that background in giving. So I do hold a couple of charity events that get the ladies involved and they come to. But mainly, I think just a fresh face, you know, just someone who is new to the group. And I feel like America is going to enjoy going with me on my journey, being a newlywed, you know, trying to have a career and being a mom. So I think it's going to be very, very interesting. And the toss-up with the new ladies and the older ladies is really interesting, too.
Have they embraced you at all? Have there been any conflicts or any tension at all?
You know, it's real life. It's reality TV, but it's real life. So, you know, just like in your real life, you have girlfriends, and sometimes those relationships go through ups and downs. You know, some ladies that I meet, I got along with right off the bat. Some I have to get to know a little bit better, and some I just end up not liking at all. But I'm a lady, so I can coexist with you and not, you know, really necessarily talk to you. So it works out for me.
All right, keep it really real. Who get on your damn nerves?
Like I said, I'm telling you the truth. Honestly, the relationships go up and down. You know, you'll see people who were friends before may not be friends now.
I ain't buying it. You're being politically correct.
That's all the drama that people like to see, so you have to tune in.
So you ain't going to tell us. Got to tune in. All right.
Yeah, you got to tune in.
Hey, is Candy still single? Oh, wait a minute, that's a whole other Oprah. Go ahead.
You know what? A lot of the ladies who were single before, they're definitely trying to be in relationships right now. And, you know, I feel like every woman deserves that. Some women know what to do when they get it. Some women don't, you know, so.
So who on the show don't know what to do when they get it?
Don't know what to do. Some people are just having a harder time than others.
Who?
They really are. I think that Candy and her boyfriend, they're doing a good job. You know, some other people are just having a harder time.
The show is also known for its fashion. How would you describe your look and the way you rock your style?
You know what? I hold a lot of different looks you'll see on the show. I'm hip. I feel like my look is modern. I don't really go with the fast, but I kind of mix it into like a classic look. So
mm-hmm.
It's cool. I think you'll definitely like my style.
Okay. I think yeah, I like you.
I love
you.
Everything fabulous. I do. So you'll see that too. I always wear sparkly shoes and my little Louboutins and keep a little good little Chanel. So, you know, I just really like to be fabulous, and I think that fits in with a lot of the ladies too. We work hard, though. So.
That's funny to me because right now I just picture Hosea standing on them Capitol steps in them overalls with that bullhorn. Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Right, yeah, that was his fashion. That's right.
You know, earlier we were looking at your bio and whatnot, and Kita was saying she's really excited that there is a fresh face on the show. And actually, it seems like you and Kita got a lot in common there, so.
Right. And you mm-hmm. seem like that sweet girl, but you still got that edge to you. So I adore that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I am in real life. You know, that's what I said. When I get on the show, I say, you know, I just want to be who I am. And that way I will live with no regrets, you know, no matter how they edit or show it. I'm going to own who I am. And whatever I do, because that's why I open my doors.
Be yourself or find yourself by yourself. That's what's up, Portia. Well, we look forward to seeing you this year, and we appreciate you taking the time to call us.
Absolutely. Okay, thank
hey,
you.
Hey, y'all still got that bail bonds business?
Yeah, we sure do. Who you need to get bonded out? We got you.
I'm good. I ain't been arrested in a couple of million years. No, I'm just playing.
Good. Keep it clean.
All right. You take care, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.